Thank you, Mr. Michaels, and thank you to everybody who joined us today to share your thoughts, your concerns, your suggestions with us. We do appreciate your involvement. You are part of this process, so thank you very much. With that, we are going to move to item 4, finalizations, Black Hills firearm elk season, and I do believe Mr. Canta is with us in person.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, and Secretary Roebling. John Canta, Terrestrial Section Chief with Game, Fish, and Parks. I'll cover the Black Hills elk hunting season proposal that we have in front of you here today. So this proposal came from a petition from a gentleman who is a landowner in Unit 4. You heard from him today, Mr. Ripberger. And the petition was asking that we change the antlerless elk season dates in Unit H4 to run concurrent with the any elk licenses in October. Current season dates for those licenses, the antlerless licenses, would be October 15th through the 31st, and then again in December 1st through the 16th. So this change would then allow these antlerless licenses to run the month of October alongside of those any elk licenses, and then in December still for that December 1 through 16. Unit 4, just to refresh your memories, and there is a figure 1 in the proposal there that shows you. And as indicated here today, it runs alongside east of Custer State Park and Wind Cave National Park here. It is almost entirely private land, so that is a fact. And I will tell you that I agree with the landowners that were here today. The harvest we get in this unit is by gaining access to that private land. Some of them are in our elk access program where we pay for that access, but there are a number of these landowners that are allowing free access and allowing elk to be harvested here. So I'd like to thank them publicly here. We can't manage these elk or get elk harvested without that access. So we certainly appreciate that, and I wanted to take a chance to thank them. That's the nuts and bolts of it. The proposal is to change those season dates on antlerless to run the full month of October and then in December. So I'd certainly take any questions, Madam Chair, but otherwise we need to take action on the proposal.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Canta. Questions from commissioners?
I would move to adopt.
We have a motion to adopt by Commissioner Cole.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Whitmire. Comments on that motion? Discussion from commissioners. Commissioner Whitmire.
Yeah, Commissioner Whitmire, thank you. I'm fully supportive of this. I'm a world away up in the northeast part of the state, but, you know, we see similar things when you get deer hunting, for example. I'm cautious of hunting pheasants in those same areas because you can see that bumping. You can see physically every year, you know, how those deer move out with the pressure of pheasant hunting even. So certainly I trust that that's exactly how the account is, that after 2 weeks of hunting bulls that those cows have probably moved on to areas where they're a little less activity. And that's just the nature of the way things are, so I'm glad we're able to do this. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Commissioner. Any other comments? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? It is adopted.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. King.